From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week brings good music to our ears and souls. DJ Lamont is here. Good to see you.
Thank you.
DJ Lamont is the founder of Fingersnaps Media Arts, where he teaches DJ classes to people of all ages. And right now, we're going to hear his picks for three arts events happening this weekend in the Bay. First up is the 10th Annual Ocean Beach Music and Art Festival that's going down this Saturday afternoon at Noriega Street and 45th in San Francisco's Outer Sunset. There will be bands, beer gardens, a bounce house for the kids, and arts. Have you been to this festival in the past? Played at it?
I have not, but it was just the idea of anything close to the Pacific Ocean and just feeling the fog and smelling the salt air and enjoying music and food and people. I just thought it's a grand idea.
You can't beat that.
No, you can't beat that.
And you know,
bundle up, of course. But
of course.
Even if it's warm, bundle up because you are heading to the mouth of the Pacific Ocean. So bundle up.
It was funny because I went on their website and I said, we're the chillest neighborhood for a different reason. That's the 10th Annual Ocean Beach Music and Art Festival this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Your next pick is Balkan Sundays at Cafe Revolution in San Francisco. Listen to live Balkan music by some of the Bay Area's great musicians. Hear sounds from places such as Serbia, Turkey, and Greece. This is in your neighborhood, The Mission.
Uh-huh.
And I read that this can turn to a jam session. I've been to Balkan events, like, where people just come in with instruments and just start jamming. Have you been? Is this one of your favorite spots?
I go every other Sunday, or I try to go every Sunday, but often enough. And you're walking into this Eastern Europe cultural sensation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I grab a beer and go sit in the corner and just tap my feet and just listen to the rawness and the beauty of the lyrics that I don't understand because they're speaking and singing in the various languages.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing because it's just stepping into this cultural oasis of sound.
And that's what I love about San Francisco, because you can be walking down the street, especially The Mission.
Uh-huh.
You're walking down the street and you just hear music just pumping from somewhere, and it's all different types of music.
It's still loud in The Mission. I know it's changed, but I can tell you, being a resident over the last 23 years, it's still raw, it's still loud. And yes, you can get your $10 cup of coffee, but you're going to also get some culture up in there
as
well.
And the event is my favorite price. It's free.
It's free. Yeah, just step on in. It's a good time.
That's Balkan Sundays at Cafe Revolution in San Francisco from 8:30 to 11:30 p.m. We are in for a treat with your last pick. La Cocina's 2019 Street Food Festival is this Saturday in San Francisco, and the organizers say this one will be epic because they're celebrating the festival's 10th year. Choose to eat from 50 chefs and restaurants, and some well-known and some are talented cooks that you never heard of. And they're bringing back popular hits from the last 10 years, including, I'm scared to say this, the fried chicken bucket bar.
Ooh, okay.
That is the scariest yet most appealing thing I've heard of. DJ Lamont, why'd you do this to me? Why'd you recommend this?
Well, the food festival started on Folsom Street, which I live, and it started with just a small group of women of color that had passion to share their tastes in food. Within a couple years, it turned into this overnight sensation where literally it started with 1,000 people the first year. And within 2 years, it was 50,000 people. They closed off over 10 blocks on Folsom Street. And so just the idea that the emphasis of what La Cocina is about, which is giving women of color a vocational and professional opportunity to create the food that comes from their heart, comes from their culture, comes from their spirit, and share it with the world. And now it's on this grand level, and it's 10 years old. Yes. It's sensational.
Absolutely. That's La Cocina's 10th Street Food Festival. Dig in this Saturday at the Power Station in San Francisco's Dog Patch neighborhood. And the festival starts at 11:30 a.m. I've been speaking with DJ Lamont, founder of Fingersnaps Media Art. Check him out at fingersnaps.net, and he'll be DJing with students during Sunday Street Fest in San Francisco's Excelsior neighborhood on October 20th. For more details on any of the events you heard about today, check us out online at KALW.org. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Tariq Fuda and produced by me. I'm Janae Darton.